Nicole.
Good evening. My name is Robin. Good evening. My name is Robin. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday in November? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And which party you register? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, and affiliated, and not registered in a party?
I'm registered independent.
In which domain there's a background? African American, Black, Asian or Asian American, Hispanic, white, or Caucasian?
White.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 30 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 55?
I'm 54. You figure it out.
64. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or haven't they gone enough on the wrong track?
Right now? They are,
yes,
on the wrong track.
Wrong track. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Abortion, inflation, and the cost of things like grocery and gas, local growth and development, housing and proper insurance, crime and public safety, climate and environment, illegal immigration, kindergarten through 12th education, access and the cost of healthcare, or taxes?
For
the economy and jobs. Yes, the most important.
Oh, well, the economy is so important. Without a good economy, nothing else matters.
Thank you. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Vote for the Republican candidate. Or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
I'll probably definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
A strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
I approve. Strongly approve.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials that may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or favorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Mike Caruso?
Favorable.
Be favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Sienna Austin?
Don't know them.
And Kamala Harris?
Strongly unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump, Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Oz as the Democratic candidate or who's the Republican candidate?
Probably the Republican candidate.
And you will say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting for him.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
I voted for Trump.
Donald Trump. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say they always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans. Usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
Throughout my whole voting career?
Yes.
Forever? Equally. I voted equally for Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
I'm sorry?
Just some college.
Thank you. And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic? Agnostic, atheist, or non-believer?
Catholic.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. We appreciate your opinions.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.